Blog Talk Radio.
Let's do this. Yeah.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes your soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hold in it due to things that's happened in the past. Hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Yeah.
Hurt me.
Take it up.
Love.
Yeah.
Deliver me. 'Cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yeah.
Hurt me.
I know we should be finishing, but take it for me two more times.
Love.
Deliver me.
Stop.
'Cause all
yeah!
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to welcome everybody tonight to the revival. Hallelujah. Amen. The theme is Watch Yourself. And if y'all been joining us the last few nights, we've been opening with that same song. Hallelujah. Praise God. The words of that song say, deliver me. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when we keep listening, hallelujah, he's saying, deliver me from myself. Hallelujah. Deliver me from me. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And that's what the theme is this weekend. Praise God. Is watch myself. Hallelujah. Help me to deliver me, hallelujah, from me, not my enemies, but my enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On today, we thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in. Hallelujah. I am Elder Andre Prevost. Hallelujah. And we thank God for everybody who has called in and tuned in on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Me, myself, and I, praise God, Sister Valencia and First Lady Prevost, praise God, and put together this revival, praise God. The Lord gave, hallelujah, Prophetess Valencia that we need to do a revival. Hallelujah, amen. And the Lord told me we're going to do it this weekend, and the theme is to watch yourself. Hallelujah, not watch your back. Hallelujah, not watch your neighbors, not watch the dude in the cubicle next to you. Praise God, but watch, hallelujah, yourself. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace before we go any further. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on today. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on this evening, Lord. We ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit, hallelujah, continue to move in a mighty way on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for meeting us here, for being in the midst. Hallelujah. We thank you for your Holy Spirit on tonight, connecting us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Across the time zones on tonight, across the state lines on tonight, you are over there and over here at the same time. You are omnipotent. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we lift your name up tonight. And Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy on tonight that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word. We thank you. We praise you. And we magnify your holy name. In your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Once again, amen. We want to welcome everybody, amen, to the revival. Watch yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Watch yourself. Praise God. And we got the theme scripture coming from Luke. Chapter 3, praise God, hallelujah, amen, and readings Luke chapter 17, hallelujah, verses 1 through 3, hallelujah. Reading that tonight will be our co-host, amen, Sister Valencia Scott. So at this time, I want to put it in her hands. Sister Valencia, it's in your hands with the scripture.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause people to stumble and are bound to come, but woe to anyone through whom they come. It would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a milestone tied around their neck than to cause these little ones to stumble. So watch yourselves. If your brother and sister sin against you, rebuke them, and if they repent, forgive them. And I just read Luke 17, 1 through 3. May a blessing be to the readers and hearers of the Holy Word. Amen.
Amen, amen. We thank Sister Valencia for that scripture reading on tonight. Praise God. And we are about to introduce our speaker on tonight.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. It will be me.
Amen. Go right ahead.
Amen. 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 I want to introduce the song and introduce the others, no other than Lady Prevo. This woman has a very beautiful spirit. She's a very humble woman of God. She knows her place. She's very anointed. When the Holy Ghost really hit her, you will hear her, but she's very silent. She only speaks when God tells her to speak. but she has a beautiful spirit, and this is Elder's beautiful wife. She's behind the scenes. She always supports her husband. So when she gets, when she brings forth the word, I promise y'all, this is the word from the Lord, because she only speaks what God tell her to speak. And she's not only beautiful inside, she's also beautiful outside. So I want to introduce all and introduce the other, no other than only Lady Prevost. It's in your hands, woman of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Elder, can you give me that song, please?
Amen. Amen. Fix Me, Jesus by Jennifer Hudson. Praise God.
Oh,
perfect me.
Amen. Amen. Mic check, Elder, can you hear me? Amen, amen, amen. Fix me, fix me, fix me. You might say, Echo of Ashia. That song was just of a few words, you know. Fix me, fix me. Fix me. See, that's the song. That's the very song we should be singing to Jesus. Fix me, oh Lord. Fix me. Fix me. It don't take much to come before the Lord. It don't take all that fancy praying and all that laying out and all those words you try to give out to God. Fix me. Fix me. Two words. Fix me. That's all you need to come before the Lord. Fix me, Lord. You don't have to tell the Lord what it is. The Lord knows what it is. The Lord knows how he made you. The Lord knows his ways, and he knows that the way that you're acting and what you're displaying is not of him. But that's the song you should be singing to the Lord. Fix me, O Lord. Fix me, O Lord. Fix me, O Lord. But see, some of us, we can't sing that song to Jesus. We should be, but see, we're busy doing something else, and we're going to get into that right now. Amen, hallelujah. If you would just turn your attention over to John, I want you to write this down, because I want you to look for yourself. The word says study to show yourself approved. So we need to get into this word. When the preacher is preaching, he's giving out scriptures, write that scripture down and go look for yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to be coming from John chapter 21 from verses 15 to 22, and it reads, so when they had done, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, yeah, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs. He said to him again, the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yeah, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girded thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spoke he, signified by what death he should glorify God. And when he said, and when he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeing the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter seeing him said to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Amen, hallelujah. And that's the verse we're going to focus on right there, verse 21. Peter seeing him said to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Amen, hallelujah. See, what's happening is, little sheep, we thought, but the Lord is speaking to us. The Lord is giving us instructions. The Lord is speaking to us, saying, hey, you need to do this. You need to do that. You need to stop doing this. You need to change your mind. You need to stop doubting. But we can't hear the Lord. We're looking at someone else. Amen, hallelujah. And this is what Peter doing. Peter is worried about, he's worried about John. See, who Peter is talking about, he's talking about John. He's like, Jesus, you talking to me, but what about him? What are you going to do? You telling me, asking me, do I love you? Follow me? What am I going to do? See, Peter was not worried about the wrong thing. He worried about John. You see, that's how we are sometimes. God speaking to us, but we can't hear God for worrying about what the next man, what the Lord got going on with the next man. Peter all up in John's relationship with God, when he should be focused on focusing on what the Lord is telling him. Amen. Hallelujah. That's how we is. We can be if you just give an example of a regular relationship. We all up in other people's relationship. We worrying about, oh girl, she think she got a good man. Oh, he out there cheating with 10 different women. Oh girl, he don't know she known around town. Amen, hallelujah. We all up in that relationship. Meanwhile, your relationship at home now. Your husband has fell out of love with you. Your wife has fell out of love with you. Your kids going haywire. You out there cheating on your husband, cheating on your wife. Looking for pleasures elsewhere, but yet you worrying about the next man's relationship. Amen, hallelujah. While yours is sitting there dying because you all up in their business. Amen, hallelujah. That's how we is with the Lord. We all up in somebody else, what somebody else is going to have a relationship with the Lord. Oh, I need to get their life together. God's going to strike them down. Amen, hallelujah. Oh, he married her? She's known around town? How you don't know if the Lord told that man to marry that woman? Amen, hallelujah. Oh, she's not a woman of the church. Oh, he's not a man of the church. Well, guess what? God can do what he want to do. Who are you to tell the Lord what he can and cannot do? So you worried about the wrong thing. You in their relationship. You in their relationship. When you need to be worried about your relationship with the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. That's what Peter doing. He butting in on the relationship that John got with Jesus. Amen, hallelujah. And the scripture continues, and Jesus said unto him, if I will that tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow me. Like, what is that to you? What does it matter what I got going on with the next person? What does it matter what they do? Amen, hallelujah. Why are you worried about what I told them? What I told them not to do? Why are you all up in their relationship? You know, you got a personal relationship with me, but you all up in their relationship. What that matter to you? That ain't none of your business. If you love me, follow me. I'm talking to you. That's what Jesus telling Peter. I'm talking to you. Follow me. Amen, hallelujah. See, we need to worry about ourselves. Amen, hallelujah. God is speaking to us, but we can't hear because we stuck in the next man's business. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. The Lord trying to get out with teaching. But you all up in the next man's business. Amen, hallelujah. Oh, they not prospering because they ain't doing what the Lord telling them to do. Oh, they ain't paying their tithes. That's why they broke. Amen, hallelujah. You worried about the wrong thing. You in a relationship with God. What about your relationship with God? Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. That's why I like this theme. Check yourself. Worry about yourself. God trying to get us to worry about ourselves. We worried about world issues. Oh, they passed same-sex marriage. Oh, the government doing this. Oh, Hollywood stars doing this. What about what the Lord is telling you? What about the Lord is trying to deal with you in your life? Amen, hallelujah. We stuck it all in their business. Meanwhile, your relationship with God is dying. Amen, hallelujah. While you distracted in other people's business, the enemy has came in trying to defeat you. Amen, hallelujah. Trying to drag you to hell, but you can't see that because you focusing on everything else but what the Lord is telling you. Amen, hallelujah. Right now, somebody's sitting down right now, right in the message, thinking about, oh, who the Lord talking to? I wonder who the Lord talking to. He's talking to you. He's talking to you. I noticed in the word that God always say ye, you, thee. You know, you never in the word hear God say we. God always say you. You know why he used you? Because he's personalizing it to you. We always want to say, we need to do this, we need to do that. No, you need to do this, you need to do that. He personalized it for a reason. It's a personal relationship we have with the Lord. Personal. That's why he's talking to you. He's personalized to you. What is he telling you right now? What is the Lord telling you? Amen, hallelujah. When you sit up in church and the pastor up there preaching, what is the Lord telling you? Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. When the government is up there doing what they doing, what is the Lord telling you? Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. We shouldn't be sitting around talking about this. Oh, they need to get their stuff together. Oh, God's going to strike them down. That's all right, God coming for them. Oh, what is the Lord trying to tell you? Amen, hallelujah. You're supposed to be getting closer with the Lord. When we get into these wicked evil days, we need to be getting closer to the Lord. We don't need to be butting into everybody else's business. Amen. Hallelujah. Because what happens when you butting into everybody else's business? Destruction come down on you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's like you can have a happy home. You can have a good wife. You can have a good husband. Everything going good. Your kids going to college. You can have all that going on. But we some way, form, or fashion in our life experience butting into other people's business. We was just fine until we spoke on old girl's relationship, or until we spoke on old boy's relationship, or we spoke on their job, or the way they dress, or the way they look, or the way they talk. Amen. We started judging them. Now what? Your husband out here cheating on you? He just started cheating on you? Your kids running all wild? Why you spoke about somebody else's relationship? Amen, hallelujah. Well, amen, hallelujah. Well, I said, we're sitting up here. We're trying to get the beam. What do you say? We're trying to get the beam out of somebody else's eye. Amen, hallelujah. When you're sitting there with a speck of dirt in your own eye, you got a whole 2x4 hanging out your eye, worrying about what somebody else is doing. What the Bible says? Take the plank out your own eye. Take the plank out your own eye, then you can see clearly how to help your brother get up out of it. Amen, hallelujah. But you got to take that plank out your eye first. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. You need to check yourself. Amen, hallelujah. Since we trying to pull somebody else's curtain back, let's pull your curtain back. Amen, hallelujah. We're talking about you lying, stealing, cheating, talking about people, judging people. Amen, hallelujah. Not forgiving your brother, amen. Not loving your brother, amen, hallelujah. Not helping those in need, amen, hallelujah. Let's sweep under your world real quick. Amen, hallelujah. Since we are over here in somebody else's business, amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Whatever will sheep your heart. Whatever will shield. That's what's happening to the church, the body of Christ today. We have butted our nose in other people's business. Meanwhile, our house is out of order. Amen, hallelujah. Our house is out of order with God. Amen, hallelujah. But we're trying to get somebody else's house in order. Our house not even in order. Hello? Hello? Amen. Amen, hallelujah. We need to check out ourselves. In every situation in your life, you need to check yourself. This relationship is not about this person or that person. This relationship is about you, your relationship with God. Amen, hallelujah. While Peter was worried about John, he should have been worried about how to get right back right with God after he denied him 3 times. He want to worry about John when he got issues. You need to be trying to get that under control. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. You worrying about, she got 10 different baby daddies. Oh, shit. You need to be worrying about keeping your legs closed and staying at home with your husband. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's just an example. It's not necessarily saying that God is speaking to somebody or saying somebody doing this. It's just an example. You know, we need to worry about our own relationship with God. We can't say, oh, this person not blessed because, oh, they don't got this. Or that person is not blessed because of this. Because we stuck in our own standards of what a woman of God should look like, or what a man of God should look like, or how a man of God should act. Yes, we should act. We should act a certain way. We should be walking in the image of God. Amen, hallelujah. But that's not your business. That's not your business. They got to deal with God. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. We don't know what process the Lord is taking you. Amen, hallelujah. Sometimes some people got to go through that hard time. Some people got to be knocked down to their behind, beat over head with a book to really get it. Amen, hallelujah. We don't know. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Whatever was shit, y'all. We don't know what God is doing. You know, and God gave me a couple of examples, you know. God gave me Hosea. You know, Hosea, God had Hosea to marry a harlot. God had Hosea, yes, that's why I said a harlot. God had Hosea to marry a harlot. Amen. We don't know the reason. We don't know what God's plan was. But he had him to marry her for a reason. So he went down there and bought it. Us on the outside looking in, we thinking, oh, he over there buying a prostitute. He a man of God. This is a prophet. This is a prophet. But on the outside, we are judging. We don't know that God told him to do this. We don't know why God told him to do this. We don't know. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why we got to stay. We got to mind our business. Amen. God ain't stopped there. Judges. Let's talk about Samson. Samson married a woman that wasn't an Israelite, which was against their culture. But guess what? God ordained that. Amen. Hallelujah. If you don't believe it, you can go to Judges 14:1-4. God ordained that marriage, even though she wasn't even a part of their people. Amen. Hallelujah. God ordained that. Amen. Hallelujah. So we got we might look at things and we think, oh, that's not godly. Oh, we judge the people according to the outside. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at a bush sheep. We can't judge on what outside. We can't judge a person's walk with God. That's their walk with God. That's their personal walk with God. That's their personal relationship with God. We don't know why God does stuff the way he does it, but that God can do what he want to do. Amen. Hallelujah. That's none of our business. The only business that we have is the business that we have between our walk with God, your own walk with God. That's the only thing we should be concerned about, our walk with God. Lord, fix me. Fix me. Lord, fix me. Lord, need to fix that sister over there. He's working on her. He is fixing that sister. Amen. Hallelujah. She on her own personal walk with God. She might not know it. He might not know it. But they on their own personal walk with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be God. We're not supposed to be sitting here judging. Amen. Hallelujah. That's God's job. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to be focused on ourselves. Amen. Hallelujah. I need planning on giving this word. The Lord gave me this word. Amen. Hallelujah. Like the woman of God said, I don't preach nowhere unless the Lord give it to me. This is what the Lord gave me. Amen. Amen. Because we need to be focused on our relationship with God. You know, I know I ain't perfect. You know, and I don't feel no need to really just to testify to y'all, but just for the sake of, you know, giving them, you know, I didn't butter myself and other people's business. Amen. Hallelujah. Judging them. This is before I became aware of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I butted myself in other people's business. I judged other folks. Guess what? I went through it. I went through some stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. But I recognized why. I'm like, all I can think, I should never judge old girl. I should never judge whatever it was. Amen. Hallelujah. But this is somebody else's business. Now I'm going through this, that, and the third. You know, we all have. You know, we don't feel the need to really just characterize us. You know, it's just the fact of the matter is we need to stay in our own lane with God. Amen. Hallelujah. You might be on your personal walk with God, and God have you go about your walk a certain way. Well, guess what? And who is anybody to judge your walk with God? Because your walk with God is your walk with God. Amen. Hallelujah. At the end of the day, we are accounted to God, not to people. We're not accounted to your husband, or accounted to your wife, or accounted to the government. Accountable to people, we are accountable to God at the end of the day. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, good old shit. God wants to fix you. God wants to change your mind, fix your mind, fix your heart. Amen. Fix that finance problem you got, you know. Fix that problem with your kids. Fix that problem with your husband. Fix that problem with your wife. Good old shit. Good old shit. But you need to focus. If you focus on him and not around people that's around you, he can help you out. You can see that he's trying to help you. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. We got to focus on God, and maybe we can see him. Then we can see him. You know, the first church I went to, you know, that's the first church the first church I went to. You know, going to that church, hear the pastor preach or whatever. And, you know, we got to know them real well. We went to their house, went to, you know, gatherings or whatever. So we got to know them, you know. And once we got known of each other, so I started going to church, you know. I started to feel like that the pastor was throwing shade. I'm like, oh, they being shady. Pastor, the people who come up there, I'm like, they being shady. You know, talking about us because they know us personally or whatever. I used to get offended. You know what? That drowned me listening to that and thinking about that all the time in church, it drowned out the voice of God. It drowned out the voice of God. I can't even hear God for hearing, for thinking the shade being thrown. It's like at the same time, even if the person throwing shade, God is speaking. God was speaking to me, and I have to recognize that. Amen. I have to push past it, what I felt worried about what the other person is doing, and look at God, hear God. Amen, hallelujah. I had to learn that. Amen, hallelujah. And it helped me. Once I started listening and realized what the Lord was telling me, that helped me. Amen. I had changed my mind. It changed my heart. Amen, hallelujah. Because it ain't about what the pastor is doing. Amen, hallelujah. It wasn't about what that pastor was doing. Amen, hallelujah. It was about what God was speaking to, trying to speak to me. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because a person can think they know what God is trying to say to you, but only you know what the Lord is trying to say to you. Because you know what you're doing. You know how you're thinking. You know. So you know what the Lord is trying to tell you. And I have to learn it. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time that we get back focused on what God is saying to us. What is God saying to you? To you. To you. To you. What is he saying to you? When we sitting in church, we need to listen. We need to think. We need to put our mind on God. Lord, what is you saying to me? It's time out for buttoning other people's business. We ain't got time for it. We trying to get right with God. Amen, hallelujah. That's what we should be pushing for every single day. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Sometimes we fall into temptation. We fall into our weakness. Why? Because our attention has got off God. We fell asleep and started looking at over here. We're looking at other people's business. Amen, hallelujah. Now we ain't got no strength. Why? Because we ain't been meditating on the word of the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. We've been talking about so-and-so. We've been gossiping. We've been gossiping. We've been judging. Amen, hallelujah. That's what we've been doing. Hook it up over sheep. Excuse me. That's what you've been doing. That's what you've been doing. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. That's why we fall. That's why we get weary and well doing well. We get weary and doing good. Look at that little sheep. Look at that little sheep. Look at that little sheep because we're not focused on the Lord. Amen. Look at that little sheep, y'all. You putting all your energy into looking at somebody else, then putting your energy into God was going to give you strength. Don't help you in the time of weakness. Don't give you strength when you get weary. Heal you when you're sick. Guide you when you need to be led. Amen, hallelujah. But you can't see that. You can't see that, the guidance. You can't hear what he's saying. You can't see what he's doing because you're focused on something else. It'll cut up a sheep. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. So, yes, Lord. So we need to check ourselves and stop trying to check other people. Call ourselves giving other people a check. We need to check ourselves. Amen. Hallelujah. So what? That pastor up there, well, he up there preaching. He fornicating. He out there committing all kinds of adultery and becoming a church preacher. Well, guess what? What the Bible say? He still ain't giving you no excuse. He say, listen to what they say, but don't do what they do because they don't practice what they preach. Amen, hallelujah. You still focused on him, but he's talking to you. He's still talking to you no matter what that man is doing. The Lord still wants you to listen because he's speaking. Amen, hallelujah. If you're listening, we have to incline our ears to hear. Incline. Make yourself want to hear what the Lord is saying to you. Like the Lord saying to Peter, he asking you today, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Then you go die for me. Go lay your life down for me. Follow me. Feed my sheep. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you love me? Forgive your brother. Forgive your sister. Forgive your mother. Forgive their uncle. Amen. Hallelujah. Forgive their husband. Forgive their wife. Love your neighbor. Like God has loved you. Amen. Hallelujah. Give to those who ask. Pray for your enemies. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you love me? Amen. Hallelujah. He's talking to you. He's not asking the person next to you. He's talking to you. Amen. Hallelujah. He's talking to you. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to get focused, our focus back on God. Turn back to your first love. Amen. Hallelujah. He first loved you. Where your love? Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. The question is, do you really love God? Amen, hallelujah. Are you Lord of perks? Are you in a situationship with the Lord? You're only in it for what you can get. You get it and get out. And come back, you want to come in and out as you please. No. He want a relationship with you, not a situationship. That's what they call it these days. Amen, hallelujah. Not a booty call. He want a relationship. He's talking to you today. He's talking to you and you and you and you. I pointed myself in you. Jesus, hallelujah. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Whatever bullshit. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Lord of a shield. Lord of a shield. We need to see what the Lord, go to the Lord and hear what he's saying to you. Amen, hallelujah. You can be on that job. You can be on that job. People saying all matter of things to you. And they doing this. They talking about people. Are they doing this? Boy, he told you. You know what he told you. Don't. You're not supposed to be entertaining that. Amen, hallelujah. You're not supposed to be joining in, judging, joking, even if it's joking. Amen, hallelujah. You know what the Lord told you. It don't matter what the next person doing or what they didn't do, but what he told you. It's not up to you. Oh, Lord, well, I did this, I did that for them, but they didn't do it. That ain't your Lord, what he told you to do. Let God deal with that person. Amen, hallelujah. It might not even be what you think it is. Amen, hallelujah. But you wouldn't know that, but because it ain't your business. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. It's been times, Lord, it's been times he's been trying to bless. He's been trying to bless people. Whatever was shit. But you were so focused on the next man, whatever was shit, that you missed your blessing. Whatever was shit. Half the time that blessing, that man was the blessing. He sent to bless you. That person, he sent to bless you. That's why the Bible says be careful who you entertaining, because you might be entertaining an angel. That might be your answer. That might be your answer. But see, you ain't focused. You focused on the wrong thing. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. We got to check ourselves today. I know you had this three days in a row, but the third time is a chore. Check yourself. Before you wreck yourself. That's right. That's true. I wasn't even trying to be funny. That's true. For reals. We got to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves. You know when you get in a wreck, it ain't pretty. Your car get all smashed up. You get bruises. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to get back in line with God. This is about getting back in line with God. You know, sometimes the Lord got to bring the bed out on us sometimes. Because we don't listen. We hard-headed. When you hard-headed, or you something so many times you can tell a child. And he tell us. Yeah, he got to bring out the belt. Amen. Amen. whatever shit. Don't worry, chastisement is only for a moment. Amen. Blessed are those who heed the word. Amen. Whatever shit. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord gave to me. Amen. I ain't going to ask to it. Take away from it. That's exactly what it is, and that's who it's going to be. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's back it to your hands.
Amen and amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray to touch the woman of God from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, God. Everything that she poured out, God, I pray that you replenish her, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray I cover her right now in the name of Jesus with the blood. I pray no backlash or anything touch the woman of God in the name of Jesus, God. And we just thank you for the word. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Amen, amen, amen. And that was a dynamic word. Cause like she said, we've been saying this for 3 nights. Watch yourself and check yourself, because I promise you, you keep your eyes focused on yourself and see all the issues that you have. I promise you, you won't look at anyone else. And before I even ask for comments, I'm going to share something that my first lady shared with me at church. I was talking to my first lady. I was telling about all the problems, all the issues I had and stuff like that. She said, baby, say issues. I said, issues. She said, say it again. I said, issues. She said, you don't get it. It's you. Our problem is ourselves. Like Elder said, enemy. My ministry's inner beauty. It's the inward job, y'all. Amen. Comments. The floor is now open for comments. Anybody
have a
go ahead.
Amen. Bless God. Amen. Wonderful word. First lady, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Dynamic word. Like I say, when she speaks, it's good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's worth waiting for. So wonderful word. Amen. Keep preaching. Praise God.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Would there be any other comments or any prayer requests, y'all? Amen. Would there be any? All righty then. Well, Elder, it's back in your hands, man.
Thank
God.
You, Lord, for a good day.
Amen. Say that again, brother.
I hear you, yeah.
I said, I thank the Lord I had a good day. I slept all day. I feel good now. And I thank the Lord it brought me to another day, another week. And even though I was extremely exhausted, I know it was God that brought me through. I know it's God that kept me safe on the road because I put my trust in God, not the equipment I drive. And I want to thank the Lord for that. I want to thank the Lord for this message, you know, that really came on just as I'm waking up. Like I said, I slept most of this day. And I thank the Lord. He's right on time. God bless you all. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen. Would there be any other comments or prayer requests? Any prayer requests, y'all, or comments? We're still doing prayer, too, if you want. Do you have any prayer requests? Yeah, I do know for a fact, I need y'all to pray for me. Just, I just need strength to endure, because I just got the strength to endure some things. Amen. Whenever you pray, you know, yeah. But any other comments? Elder, it's
blessing
your hands, man of God.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Bless the Lord. We thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in on tonight. Amen. We're going to go to the throne of grace before we do the closing. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on today for everybody that called in and tuned in, Lord. Hallelujah. We're coming to you right now, Lord, with our prayer request. Hallelujah. Sister Valencia, she is asking for strength. Hallelujah. To endure. Endure her journey. Endure her walk with you today, Lord. Hallelujah. As we said in the theme, Lord, we are watching ourselves, and she is watching herself, Lord. Hallelujah. She says she needs strength to endure. Hallelujah. Lord, give her the strength right now. Hallelujah. According to your word. Your word said that you will not put more on us than we can bear. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. That she's going to endure to the end. That she will reach her destiny in you. and we thank you for it right now. Lord, touch Brother Darrell right now. Touch him in a mighty way, Lord. Bless him career-wise, Lord. Bless him to get that job that he applied for. Hallelujah. We have already touched and agreed on it. This is our receipt for it. We tell you thank you. Hallelujah. For we know that it is done. Touch each and every last one of his family members, Lord. Hallelujah. From his siblings to his children to his grandchildren, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you. We praise your mighty name. Touch the woman of God that gave the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Continue to fill her up with the word. Continue molding her and shaping her. Continue leading her and guiding her, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the word that you gave to her to give to us on tonight. Hallelujah. We praise you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you for the strength to endure to the end. Hallelujah, Lord. And we praise you. We come together right now. You said when two or three agree on a thing in earth, it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. You said whatever we unleash on earth, hallelujah, we shall unleash in heaven. Hallelujah, Lord, and we unleash your blessings right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bind and rebuke any enemy that's trying to prevent us from receiving the gifts that you have for us, Lord, the gifts of the Spirit, hallelujah, Lord, as well as the gifts of this world. We thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah for elevation on today. I hear elevation, hallelujah, on today. We thank you. Hallelujah, for elevation on tonight. We praise you. We magnify your holy name. You are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified. In your son Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Once again, it's truly been a blessing, amen, to bless y'all these 3 days with this word. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. And I just got to say this before we get off. I was reminded, amen, as First Lady was speaking of Mary and Martha. Hallelujah. She was Martha. If y'all don't know the story, that was Lazarus' sister, the one he raised from the grave. These are his two sisters. Jesus was over at their house chilling, you know, speaking the word. And Mary was sitting at his feet listening to the word. Hallelujah. But Martha, amen, she was in the back working. Hallelujah. You know that person in your family, everybody sitting around chilling. That was my mama all the time. Everybody sitting around chilling, and she run around dumping ashtrays and taking people's plates and refilling glasses and doing all this other stuff. And Martha got agitated because Mary wasn't helping her. Hallelujah, praise God. And Jesus said to Martha, you worry about many things. Hallelujah, but Mary has chosen what is good. Hallelujah, praise God. See, she was running around working. Hallelujah, and she worked. See, that's what a lot of us do. Praise God. We run around and we work. We say we're doing the work of the Lord, but we don't even know what the Lord's work is. Can I say it like that? Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't even know what the Lord's work is. Why do you say that? Hallelujah. Because you work it. Look at this. Understand what I'm saying. Jesus walks in the house, and he starts speaking, and Martha goes to work. Hallelujah. She starts fixing him food, fixing him coffee, fixing his tea and his Kool-Aid, but she don't know what kind of Kool-Aid he like, how many sugars he like in his coffee. She don't know if he like the eggs sunny side up, scrambled, or over easy. She just went to work. Martha took time out to find out. Hallelujah, praise God. See, some of us be tripping. We'd be like, they ain't doing nothing. Hallelujah, they just sitting around. They not doing no work for the Lord. They say they supposed to be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. They some prayer warriors. Amen. But they ain't doing nothing. I don't see them doing that. Lord, why they ain't doing that? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Lord telling you, you need to be doing what they doing. You need to be sitting down before you fix me a cup of coffee. First of all, what kind of coffee do I like? Do I like cream and sugar? How many creams and sugars? Praise God. Because you doing the work, but you don't know what kind of work needs to be done. Hallelujah. You mess around and fix the man pork chops. The man don't eat pork. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Like the one on the God said, it's a relationship with God. Hallelujah. You can't have no, that's how you know when you have a relationship, when you know what God likes. Hallelujah. That, you know how my wife knows she know me, that we in a relationship? Because she know what I like. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. If she didn't know what I like, amen, she couldn't say she knew me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of us say we love God. Hallelujah. Jesus say, how can you say you love me when you ain't never even seen? But you see your brother every day. Hallelujah. Have you gotten to know him? Praise God. Hallelujah. Your relationship with him. Praise God. Amen. It's all about check yourself. Amen. But we thank God for that word on tonight, the word that the First Lady Aisha brought on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for everybody that called in. It's just Prophetess Felicia for co-hosting with us on this revival. Amen. Praise God. That actually, the Lord gave it to her. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to thank, amen, Brother Darrell for calling in on tonight. Praise God. We want to thank all of you out there on Blog Talk Radio listening in. Maybe you're listening to the recording. Praise God. But we thank God for you on today. Praise God. We will be back on tomorrow, 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time. 11 a.m. Central Time with Bishop Mac Page. He will be bringing forth a word of God. Amen. From Catholic Church Incorporated tomorrow. And then tomorrow at 5 o'clock p.m., we will be on, praise God, again with Extraordinary. Hallelujah. The show. Praise God. Amen. Where we answer certain topics. Amen. Praise God. Some people send them in. Some of them we just think of. God give us revelation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tomorrow's topic is going to be giving. Hallelujah. Giving and receiving. Praise God. Hallelujah. This I've seen this topic on Facebook. I've heard this question asked. If say for example, I give you. Hallelujah, $1,000. This is $1,000 for you to get on your feet. This is a gift. You tell me thank you. You really appreciate it. Amen. Should that be, is that the end of the story? Hallelujah. Amen. Is that, in other words, is that thank you enough? Because it's a gift. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we're talking about giving and receiving tomorrow. We're looking at both sides of it, and we're going to bring up some scripture. Hallelujah, on both ends, the giver and the receiver. Praise God. According to the word, we both have things we're supposed to be doing. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to talk about giving and receiving tomorrow, and we got a couple more topics we're going to hit up. That's 5 o'clock Central Time, Extraordinary. We invite everybody to call in. Like I say, it's open panel. Anybody, if you have an opinion on the subject, we want to hear it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we invite y'all to call in tomorrow. That's at 5 p.m. Central Time. Hallelujah. And be on the lookout for Inner Beauty, hosted by our very own Prophetess Valencia Scott. Hallelujah. Amen. She will be on within either this week or next week. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look for the text. Look for the advertisement. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we thank God for each and every person that called in tonight and tuned in. We have certainly had a blessed time in the Lord. And as we leave y'all tonight, praise God, hallelujah, remember the theme tonight is to watch yourself. Praise God, hallelujah. Three times, we went over it three times. I didn't think about it just now. Hallelujah, three times we went over this. And while we go over it three times, praise God, amen, people, I always like to incorporate science with religion. Praise God, because it matches up. You can see where it matches up. It takes the average person of seeing something three times before it catches their attention. That's why back in the old days, when you used to pass by a strip club, you would see girls, 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 because it wouldn't click. It's not, this is science. It doesn't click till you read it that third time. Hallelujah. Praise God. So they figured that out in advertising back in the day, and they started putting up them big signs, girls, girls, girls. So by the time you get to that third girl, you, oh, girls, let me go and take this next exit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So God then hit us for the third time. Check ourselves. Watch ourselves. Be mindful to ourselves. Take heed to ourselves. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And we know from reading the word that if we ain't in the storm, praise God. If we ain't in the storm, we either just came out of the storm, hallelujah, or we about to go in the storm. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God might just be giving us some information. Hallelujah. Some artillery, some weaponry that we're going to need to use. Hallelujah. In the storm that's coming ahead. Hallelujah. Watch yourself. Praise God. We thank God for Sister Valencia, First Lady Prevost. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank God. Hallelujah. For this revival. Amen. Let's go to the throne. Wait, do we have any announcements or any comments before we get out of here? Amen. Bless God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, we just want to thank you for allowing us to come together in your name. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, let this word resonate in our hearts, minds, and our souls. Let we leave this place, but never from your presence. We simply pray, hallelujah, that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us, so we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. Don't forget to say your prayers and watch what God, hallelujah, can manifest in your life on tomorrow. We're going to leave y'all tonight with old school hit. Praise God. I hope this is the right one. Amen. Y'all have a blessed night. Yeah, that's it. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. We're going to see y'all next time.
Amen.